probably a little older than most of the women who record things like this. I mean, sometimes I do try to sound younger, but honestly, I think I should have been born even earlier, like when my mother was born. You see, I love domesticity. I think I would have made a wonderful domestic goddess in the 1950s. You know, 1950s housewife, the traditional role, because there's power in it, and it's such a sexual time, even though it's so conservative looking. I'd make the house perfect while my husband was at work all day, roasting the meal, going to the beauty parlor for the shampoo and set, so that when my husband came home, I would look perfect for him. I'd kiss him at the door, and then bring him to his chair where I'd have a freshly shaken and poured martini waiting for him. And I'd sit down in front of him, gracefully putting my skirt under me so that I would look wonderful. Then I would help him off with his shoes, and I'd slip off his slippers and look adoringly at him. And because I'm the perfect nurturing wife, then I would help him with his day's tension, gently resting my head on his leg and sliding my hand up into his lap, or actually onto that growing bulge in his lap. He wouldn't have to ask me. I would just snuggle in closer, coming up onto my knees, and help him with his day like a good wife. We didn't have the long nails that we have today, but I would. I would have long red nails to match my lips. And the lipstick was so red back then, so perfect for blowjobs. I imagine that's the name on the tube. Blowjob Red, a dark crimson that stays on his cock. There's just something so erotic about giving him pleasure and being his pleasure. It's the 1950s. He can't go to the bathroom and surf porn on his phone. I am his porn. I'm his focus. I'm his release. With one hand wrapped around his cock, moving him in and out of my mouth, my other hand slips up between my legs, sliding up my stockings, along the straps, and then under the skirt of my girdle, up to my unshaved pussy. Oh, I would never wear underwear at home if I was the perfect housewife, because I would all want to always be available for my husband. But this is just the before-dinner blowjob. So I'm rubbing my naked pussy while I stroke him, bringing myself to my own edge while I'm working his cock harder, feeling him pushing into the back of my throat as I press a finger that slips into myself. And then he starts to tense and pulse his cum into my mouth, pushing me over the top of my own orgasm. Oh, but I don't lose a drop. I keep all of his cum in my mouth and swallow it, sucking and then licking his cock clean, keeping any drop of cum from getting on his trousers or the furniture or my pretty dress. And then I zip him up, and then I stand up, kiss him on his forehead, go into the kitchen, have a little glass of sherry while I prepare his plate for dinner, and then touch up my lipstick so that I'm perfect for him again. Oh, how I would love to be a domestic goddess.